Blog Talk Radio.
And starting us on our way. For the things we take so much for granted. Legs to walk, mouth to talk. Eyes to see, ears to hear. Until they're gone, then we realize how important they are. Some person who can see, if they can't see, they realize how important it is.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you for water, Lord.
Thank you.
Because people don't realize how important it is until their water is shut off. They cannot take a bath, can't flush the stool. So many things you do for us.
Thank you.
We don't even think of them.
Hallelujah.
We want you to know that we, Lord, we appreciate everything that you do. But each person on this prayer line, give them the desires of their hearts.
Oh,
in the name of Jesus, I pray. Look on their families.
Yes.
Ministered.
Thank you.
Save each family member.
Yes.
Give God's desires. Touch. Deliver. Minister to their minds. Lord, revolutionize them. Turn every family member who is not turned toward you, turn them around. In the name of Jesus. Rebuke the enemy from
Satan.
Rebuke the enemy from this prayer line.
Lord Jesus,
give them grace and mercy.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Let we pray that you let no weapon formed against us prosper. And every tongue that would try to rise up against us in judgment, condemn it. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
I pray you, that sir. You shut all jealous spirits down.
Oh, God.
In the name of Jesus. God bless those on this prayer line.
Yes.
Look on Sister Sheila.
Lord Jesus.
I pray. Look on Ambassador Hagen. Look on Mother Edley Johnson.
Lord.
Look on Lady Betty.
Lord.
Look on Mother Digby's grandson,
Lord.
Andrew.
Yes.
Honey. Help him. Look on Mother Britt, Lord. I pray that you send a special healing virtue.
Okay.
Those joints.
Jesus.
God, I'm asking you something special today.
Oh, God, I know.
Before this day is out, visit that precious woman.
Yes, Lord.
And touch her and help her in Jesus. Oh,
Jesus.
Mighty name.
Thank you.
Oh, God, look on. I need a more. Help her, Lord.
Thank you.
Pray that you look on Mother.
Yeah. Thank you.
Her, look on her as she passed those tests. Amen. God bless Sister Johnson down there in Texas. Okay. Look on her husband. Raise him up.
Yes. Bless
everyone, we pray. God, we love you. We thank you for what you've done.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh? Touch his body. Let him start responding totally.
Thank you, Lord.
Stroke experience. She. Bless her. Thank you for doctoring. But all these people and many others that we'll call on different days. But I'm praying today for these. Sister Patricia Scott and Mother Daniels. Please don't forget about her. She's the first one who called me pastor. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
For the glory of God.
Glory. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Morning, as we'll have many, if the Lord says the same. Bless, 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 bless. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Oh, praise God. Thank God.
Thank
faith.
Thank God.
In Jesus' name, amen. God bless all of you, and good morning. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
On the
good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Good morning. Speak to the Lord. Lord, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Lord.
On this prayer line and every area code, every area code, would you represent your people in your area code?
Oh, yeah,
Lord. I don't know what level your praise is on, but we originated what we call the praise check.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
Your praise is on. Whatever your praise is on, let it be heard on this line. Mine is here. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. I bless all of y'all on the line today, and we appreciate
you.
We just love the Lord and thank him for what he's done.
My,
all of you.
Yes, sir.
Here, we thank God for you. And we do thank God for Lady Betty and for Andy Johnson, my 94, almost. It'll be 94 on next Tuesday. Some of y'all who want to send a birthday present, you want to get it out now, send it to me. We'll get it to her. Amen.
Thank you.
Or if you want to send it directly straight to her house, send it to 2215 North 49th.
Thank you, Jesus.
66104. That's Kansas City, Kansas.
Yes.
66104. Mother, I'm so proud of you. Be 94 on Tuesday. Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Thank God for you. I want to thank God for all of our assistants. And we love you, and we thank God for you and all of our mothers on the line praying for me. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. I want to thank God for every person who's been supporting our ministry, and you've been so kind to us. Thank you so very much.
Thank
you. We appreciate everything you see in words and everything you do. God bless you and you and you. Beautiful day. I want to challenge you to open up the wisdom seminar. This is something God gave us. He showed us that many times he reserves his secret to the end time. Some things he's revealing now you never have heard before. And he's reserving his secrets to the end time many times. He reveals them to his prophets and to his people. And I want to ask you your wisdom. Man, God will give wisdom to the saints. They don't have the same kind of wisdom that the world folk have. They have what they get from the books and stuff. But the wisdom from the Holy Ghost is like none other that you can never reach. Amen. You can't find it in books and stuff like that because it's above all that. And so we have the wisdom seminar, and if God gives you a word, something that will help us, we certainly want to hear it. I want to open up the line today. I thought I was going to talk about God's grace, which I'll do maybe next week. sometime. But I want to talk today. There are so many people who have been saved, and thank God for you, but you have never received the Holy Ghost, the fullness. I said the fullness of the Holy Ghost. It's quite evident. Some of you have been Christians for 50, 60 years, but you ain't never received the Holy Ghost. I can tell, too. I can tell. And I want to just say to you, you need the Holy Ghost to keep you. He is your comforter. It helps you in every situation. And I want to talk about how, I know we've talked about this before, but if I bring it back 150 more times, it still wouldn't be enough. I want to talk about how to receive the fullness of the Holy Ghost. You remember the disciples in Acts, they asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? They said, we haven't even heard that there be any Holy Ghost. Yeah, Paul laid hands on them and said, receive the Holy Ghost, and they did. I want to ask some of the saints on the line, how do you receive the Holy Ghost? Because, see, some people would receive it if they could be reminded. They've probably been told already. But some things are better as a reminder. How do you receive the fullness? Now, I know there's some people saying that when you get saved, you receive the Holy Ghost. That's why God gave me the word, the fullness. Yeah. There are certain many people who have worked on jobs all your life, but you started at an entry level, and then you proceeded upward. Yeah. Kept on progressing until finally you reached the top. See, why would you think that in Christ there are no levels? And that's why Paul said, I die daily, die earnestly, yeah, because he wanted to be filled with the Spirit of God, yeah. And you can get even refillings of the Holy Ghost. They can take you closer to the Lord. But I want to talk about how do you receive the fullness of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to open this line up to y'all. You got the Holy Ghost. How to receive the fullness of the Holy Ghost. How do you receive the baptism is what I'm talking about. How to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. We know that when you get saved, you get the Spirit of Christ. But how do you receive the baptism? When they told him in Acts to go there to the upper room. I'm going to leave that alone. All right, come on. How do you receive the fullness of the Holy Ghost? How do you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost? That's the topic. How do you receive it? Anybody know? If so, help us. The line is open to you.
Good morning. God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and everyone. This is Dr. Pfeiffer. I'd just like to say to receive the fullness of it, we have to prepare ourselves, put ourselves in a divine position to receive a divine gift from God. The Holy Spirit is a divine gift, and it just doesn't fill any vessel. It will come if the vessel is clean. And we want to put ourselves, one way to receive it is to put yourself in that divine position to receive the Holy Spirit. And then the evidence of the tongue speaking will come, and sometime it comes right then, and sometime it'll come later. And it might even surprise you sometime. But your temple must be clean, because God cannot allow his Holy Spirit to dwell in any unclean temple. And there are false tongues, so don't get it confused. There are false tongues, but when you speak in tongue, you're able to give a interpretation of what you are saying. But to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you must be in a divine position to receive an anointed gift as the Holy Spirit. So you clean your body up. You free your mind of all wicked thoughts, all evil thoughts. You put yourself in the position like, Lord, this is something I want. I have to have. It's a comforter, and it will keep you. And people wonder why some people have an anointing on their lives and others don't. It's because they have positioned themselves for them to be used by the Holy Spirit when it comes. It is a comforter and it is a keeper. So put yourself in that position to receive it and expect it. Praise God. Dr. Richards mentioned yesterday the word of expectation. I heard it all day when I was on the radio. Different people talking about expectation. Expect the Lord to bless you and anoint you and to fill you and to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit, and that which is speaking in tongues is more evidence that you do have it. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Dr. Pfeiffer, wonderful. Thank you so much. All right. Mother Adelaide Johnson, are you there?
I am here.
Mother teachers on getting...
Well, God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and to all of you that are on the line. I like to talk about the Holy Ghost, the fullness of the Holy Ghost, because there is three in the Trinity, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And some folks say, well, when I got saved, I got all three of them. They all three was present, but I'll tell you, it wouldn't be God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, but if it was just stop there. But there's three in the Trinity. We get saved, and I believe if we go to Romans 10 and 9, 8, 9, and 10, 8 says, what saith it? The word is nigh thee. It's even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. If thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be. Not maybe so, but thou shalt be saved. And then the 10th verse said, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We got to confess this thing. Sometimes people say they get saved, and I never heard them say, the Lord saved me. I'm saved, and I'm thanking God for it. And then I go to the fifth chapter of 1 Thessalonians. It said, abstain from all appearance of evil. You got to get away from all appearance, everything that looks like it might be sin in it, everything that is sin in it or looks like it. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the God of peace will sanctify you holy. We got to get sanctified before we get the Holy Ghost. There's three steps in it. You can be saved, and there'll be a lot of little things that you still got to get rid of. As they comes up in your life, ask God, Lord, there's something else. Help take this out. Help you to help me to lay aside every weight and the sin, which are so easy to be said. You didn't ask me to bring a message. I'm going to leave it there. It's three steps in it. Let us be sanctified, and the God of peace will sanctify us holy. And the baptism of the fullness of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, when you get sanctified, it'll come in. You can be ironing or washing or sweeping or cooking or driving or whatever. Sometimes the Holy Ghost will just come on you. When you get cleaned up and get everything out of your life that's not like Christ, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. God bless you. Bless you.
God bless you, Mother Edie Johnson, 94 years old. God bless you, Tuesday. And Dr. Pfeiffer, wonderful, too.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, position yourself, amen, so you can receive it.
And to get sanctified.
And sanctified, that's positioning yourself to receive it.
Yes.
And that's kind of like, I'm reminded of Mother Turpentine, who used to say, when you position yourself, or when you get sanctified, when you get everything out, that's not like him. You couldn't keep the Holy Ghost from coming on you with the Colt 45.
That's what
he said. Yeah, he will come in. And
come on.
He will fill you. Amen. All right, I'm going to open the line up, brother. I'm going to open the line up. All right, anybody else? You have a word here on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. How did you get it? I would even allow you to give the testimony of how you received it. Amen. That may help someone receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Anybody else? Surely y'all can talk on that. Mm-hmm. What happened? Amen. All right. Hate to start calling names because I know y'all will talk on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Let me go back to Mother Johnson. Mother Johnson, tell us how you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I know you can remember that day.
Oh, I'll never forget that day. I was just a girl of 15 years old. And they taught us, in that day, they taught us that we had to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And there's never been nothing I ever known that I wanted more than I wanted to be filled with the Holy baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I
stuck
after it. Pardon?
That's one of the keys. You got to want it more than anything in the world.
You've got to desire the Lord to do for you. And they told us we had to be filled because without it, we wasn't going to be able to meet the Lord in the air. Holy Ghost is power. We've got to have power to get up off the earth and meet the Lord in the midair. And I sought for the Holy Ghost. And I was a young woman, young teenager, saved, sure enough, sanctified because I wanted to live right and I wanted to be filled. And I was going to school at that time. And I tell you, when the Holy Ghost came on, it frightened me because I'd seen people fall out and kick and roll and tumble. And I thought that's what I had to do to get the Holy Ghost. But, I lived saved all I knew. And when I got up to testify and live saved all day and thank the Lord because he kept me saved all day. And I tell you, and I said, I want you to pray that I might be filled. When I went to said baptism with the Holy Ghost came from heaven just like the Bible says, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where we were sitting, and it set upon each of us. And I tell you, I didn't know what to do. It frightened me. And my jawbones, when the Spirit of the Lord began to raise my hand, and I didn't have to raise them, come down my arms and went in my jawbones. I grit my teeth because I didn't know what was happening to me. I said, what is this? And I grit my teeth and it seemed like it's going to break my jawbone and just kept jicking me. And I said, I don't know. And I was really frightened. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me like a natural person, said, open your mouth. I opened my mouth, I began to speak in tongues. Couldn't stop. I believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and I do know it's real today as it was in that day. And that was way back then when I was 15 years old. And I praise God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I don't care how they teach it now and how the letter, those that have that letter saying you get everything at one time. I believe you got to seek for it. Because when Jesus went back to heaven, he told his disciples, don't leave Jerusalem, but you stay here and tarry until you be endowed with the power from on high. Then I said, God, help me. I can talk on the Holy Ghost. I know I'm not supposed to take up 2 minutes, but I won't leave you that alone. But you go, I said, the power is come from after the Holy Ghost has come up on your shell to receive power. Before you get that power, before you receive the Holy Ghost, you don't have the power. That's why so many people can't pray for nobody and can't work the altar. They standing there and don't know what to do. Lord, help me.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm going to leave that alone. You didn't ask me to bring
no
message.
Go ahead. The Lord
yes,
use
sir.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
God help us.
Let the Lord use you, Mother Johnson.
Well, that's what I wanted. I wanted to say that because so many people don't know how to, can't work the altar, can't tell them. People that just said thank the Lord or yes, Lord, surrender your will to him. But that's all of that is in being saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. You can help somebody else. So I ask the Lord to fill the people with the baptism of the Holy Ghost because he's a leader, he's a keeper, and he'll lead you and guide you through all truth And I thank God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. My God, I tell you, I love it. I get to talking about the Holy Ghost. I feel the power, the Holy Ghost power coming up on us. So pray for Mother Johnson. God will always get the glory out of my life. God bless you. Bless you.